Where the last map was focused on conveying a lot of information about the world state to the player, this map is where we need to start the player's larger quest. That means the player must leave this map with an understanding of what's happened to Eli, and what they're going to do about it. The player also needs to meet Russell, so they have a face behind all the radio dialogue throughout the game. Finally, we need the player to collect the gravity gloves and the pistol and learn how to use them both. This is a daunting list. From experience, we know that if we cram all that into a single scene, players won't be able to remember more than a couple highlights. So this map's purpose is essentially narrative pacing. We need to draw apart the required events, separating them with enough time and space that players could ingest and remember them. At the same time, we're a little under the gun. Playtesting showed us that by now, some players have been playing for 30 minutes, and they're wondering when they're going to see some enemies.